Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
What do you do when you know a date isn't going well? Oof. And you're making mistake after mistake after mistake, and you're not sure how to save it?
Yeah, abort.
Well, yeah, that's when you have to pull the ripcord.
Yeah.
You bust out the big guns.
Yeah. Okay.
You hit the nitrous.
Yeah.
Oh.
You double dunk the waffle cone.
I don't know.
I can't think of any more phrases, but you do something drastic.
Okay.
Yeah. And try and get things back onto the right course. And that's what one of our listeners recently had to do while he was out the other night. And now he needs our help.
Oh, no.
Oh, great.
His name is Justin. Justin? What's good, my man?
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, you bunny hugged the pelican on the date or what? Toss the Tijuana snowball? What'd you have to do?
I was just going to say it sounds like his Hail Mary didn't work.
Yeah.
But Tijuana snowball could also
it could be the Hail Mary.
Sorry about that, Justin. Why don't you just start by telling us the girl's name?
Melanie.
Melanie?
With an I, Melanie.
Oh, Melanie.
That's what I heard.
Okay. And where'd you meet Melanie?
We actually had mutual friends. I got set up at work. She works in a department down the street, so we don't actually work in the same building.
Okay. That's safe, then.
Different sector.
Yeah. Yeah. So what did you and Melanie do for your date?
Well, I let her choose the spot, and she picked out this seafood place. So I drove there, and I get up there, and the valet is $20.
The valet?
Ooh, that's a nice place.
Yeah, $20 valet. I just parked that myself.
Yeah.
Melanie,
you get out. Yeah. I'll meet you inside.
Right?
Is that cool to do, or did you actually valet it?
She actually drove her own car there. You know, we decided to meet up there.
Okay, you went separately.
So you did walk.
That's nice.
Okay.
Well, we don't know. Did you walk?
Well, I took forever to find a spot. So I finally did find a spot. It felt like 20 blocks away.
Oh.
I walked, and it was kind of a bad choice. That was my first big blunder. Yeah.
Wait, why was it a bad choice? Did it make you late or something?
Super late.
Oh, that's the worst.
Well, super late for, you know, a first date.
Yeah.
Like, it was only like maybe 10, 15 minutes.
It's not a good look to show up that late.
Yeah, but I saved like some money there, though, so that was a good look.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like when you walked in? You're 10 minutes late. You're probably feeling a little, I don't know, anxious about that. What was your first interaction with Melanie like?
I get down, greet her. It seems to be okay. You know, there seems to be some possible spark there. And then she's asking me about Oyster Rockefeller.
Oh, I love Oyster Rockefeller.
Which one is that? I don't do oysters.
That's when they put the cheese on the top and then they bake it.
Oh.
So the cheese melts and it cooks the oyster.
I can get behind that kind of oyster.
It's the fancy stuff.
It's very fancy.
Yeah, I think it's disgusting. I ate the first one. I was like, oh, and then the...
Did you make that sound at the table?
I was covering it up because she's like, oh, I love this. And I'm like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah. Hey, man, but good on you for trying new things on a first date. That's awesome. That's what first dates are for.
I'm sure she appreciated that.
Sure.
I don't know if she appreciated it or not because I kind of told her that I had had it before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Good flex. Lie about food you've tried.
Yeah.
That will get her.
Well, it was like high end, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, I've had this before, but.
You want to impress her. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was obvious that I blundered there as well, because then now I'm looking like I'm sick. I was like, I'm going to save this thing. I'm going to throw that Hail Mary out.
Oh, no.
So I decided to show her a photo of my ex.
What?
Wait.
That's
did you say
not
what?
What I thought was happening.
Did you say I'm going to save the date by showing a photo of my ex?
Yeah, because my ex is really, really hot.
Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Well, so she knows what kind of caliber of girl that I usually can get because she's looking at me like I'm this idiot. And I'm like, you know what? We were talking about different dinners, and I mentioned the ex, and I was like, oh, yeah, we went to this one spot. Wait, let me see if I have it in my phone. And then I was like, oh, there she is right here.
I wonder why you're not getting a call back.
Yeah, man. I don't know if that's the strongest move.
You guys don't get it. I was getting the vibe. I'm not getting a call back. So I just went for it.
So you're already in the loss.
Okay. So you're thinking, I show her that I dated this gorgeous woman before, then she'll feel like, ooh, what am I missing out on?
Yes, exactly.
That is a terrible idea. How did that end for you? How did that work out, huh?
Well, he's here.
It seemed to loosen everything up, to be honest with you, because we started laughing a little bit, and it seemed like we're having a good time all of a sudden.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. So, see, Brooke, wrong about dating once again.
I'm not. Yeah. I still think that showing an ex picture, not a good move.
Yeah. It seemed to work. I had a couple of tight ends in the end zone. Two wide receivers, they jumped up.
No, get away. Probably didn't.
What sports analogy are you going to? Just stop with the analogies. How did it end?
So I felt I kind of saved it. So we get to the end of the date. We're going outside. I remember, oh, crap, my car is like 20 blocks away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're like, oh, I had a good time. You know, we should do it again. And I go, hey, do you mind if I get a ride to my car?
What?
Oh. Well, she valeted.
Yeah.
She valeted.
So, her car's pulling up, and I'm like, hey, you might have to get a ride to my car because I parked like 20 blocks away. And she said she had a friend waiting by her car, actually.
What? She said no? She turned you down?
A friend is waiting by the car that she valeted?
Yeah, that's why I was like, I thought you valeted. And she's like, oh, no, I was just coming out this way. I have a friend waiting by my car. And I was like, is she lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, it's my ex-boyfriend. Do you want to see him? Since you showed pictures of your ex, I just had him show up.
So I felt like I escaped some of the hurdles, and I did pretty good.
It doesn't sound like it. Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
I don't know. I think you had a couple of good throws, if we're going to sports analogy, but I don't think you won the game.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a few fumbles, if anything.
There you go. That's a better one.
I think you got sacked, and not in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we get the point. The date wasn't perfect, but we might have a chance to save this.
Hail Mary time.
Okay, let's play a song.
See, he likes the sports.
We'll play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Melanie for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on. For most people, if your date sees a picture of your ex on your cell phone, that would be the low point of the evening.
Yeah.
But for one of our listeners, Justin, he says it was the turning point in his date with a girl named Melanie. Because things were not going well before then. He parked 20 blocks from the restaurant because he didn't want to pay for the valet, showed up late to dinner, choked down some oysters after claiming that he liked them first.
He hates them.
And then decided the only way to save the evening was to show Melanie a photo of his super hot ex-girlfriend. So she might think, maybe this frog is really a prince.
And you girls are sighing, but he says it worked. After
it
that,
didn't
it
work.
Got better.
She lied about somebody waiting at her car for her.
And didn't give him a ride.
Just so she wouldn't have to give him a ride.
Maybe because that person was ugly and she didn't want to be embarrassed and she hangs with ugly people.
This is not good.
I got his back.
No matter what happened, Justin is currently being ghosted by Melanie, so he wants our help to reach out to her and figure out exactly what went wrong. Justin, how you feeling?
I'm feeling kind of sad about it, but happy to be with you guys.
Okay.
Aww.
That's nice,
hey,
Justin.
Look at us.
I mean, I think it says something that you must have really liked her, that you're not just chalking this up as a loss and moving on.
Yeah, I felt like there was a spark and a connection, and then kept getting covered up with all these little things. But every once in a while, I'd see it. I'd be like, oh, there's definitely something here.
Yeah. I mean, I think if we do get you another date, you should just really be yourself. Like, admit that you don't like oysters, you know, or that you're too cheap to pay for valet. Like, those are things you should be honest about.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And if it does go well with us right now, he's probably going to play us some audio from a different, better, hotter morning show.
Yeah.
Like, they did so much better.
Yeah.
All right, Justin, you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
I'm going to dial Melanie's number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melanie?
Yes, who's this?
My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. The whole morning show is here.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
That's Brooke. That's Jose. Alexis is here, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Who is this? A radio?
Yeah.
What?
We're a morning show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing something called a second date update right now. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
And there?
That's
yeah. Well, what that is where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to your date for you to try and figure out the reason why.
That sounds so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty dumb.
It is.
But you know, sometimes I will say, sometimes it works and we make a connection between two people and, you know, blossom a relationship out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a guy who really wants to blossom with you, and his name is Justin.
Justin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow. Are you,
you remember Justin?
Yeah.
I remember Justin. Yeah.
You okay. Seem annoyed.
Yeah. I mean, he says that he had a really great time with you. He knows the date didn't go perfectly, but he thought there was a spark there, and he's hoping to see you again.
You know how there's some dates that are good, and then there's some dates that are just not so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's the absolute worst.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a 0.
Oh.
I mean, I think...
Negative.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I will say that when we talked to him, he did admit that he screwed up quite a few things on the date. From the start, just even being late for the date.
He was late, and we also had trouble with the appetizer, but I thought I'd, you know, let that slide. I mean, we just met, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
To top it off, he showed me a picture of his ex.
Yeah, he mentioned that.
Yeah. Okay.
He was like a small child who just wants to you to see that he can date pretty women.
Right.
What, she was hot, right?
What did you think when you saw the picture of the ex?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
See?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How'd that make you feel?
Well, I mean, I know I'm gorgeous too, but still, you just don't do that, you know? I mean, but it's not so bad about that. I mean, maybe I could handle one picture, but he showed me another picture and then another picture. He just kept showing me pictures nonstop, this girl. And he, you guys, he does not have a good poker face. I'm just telling you right now. He's
Oh, so you think he's, like, not over his ex. He's definitely still in love with her.
Well, listen, not only did he show me picture after picture after picture, but he showed me memes that he created of her. And
a meme?
Yes. And he showed me this one where it's a picture of her smiling, and then there's this text that says, I'm happy for him.
What?
And then on the bottom, it said no ex-girlfriend ever.
Okay. So he's creating memes of his ex to make
like
it look
memes.
Like she's still...
Like that, like her approval.
Yeah, no, it's like she's still holding on.
Everybody copes with breakups a different way.
That's a creepy way.
Well, you know, is there a good way to cope with an ex?
I don't know. Like, work out. Get your...
that doesn't sound fun.
Go see someone else.
You're not going to get likes doing that.
Right, go sleep around. Okay. I mean, like, creating memes is just kind of weird.
And he was loving it. You know, he was laughing so hard. He was showing me meme after meme, and he was just loving this.
Okay.
Oh, there was lots of memes of his ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw enough, that's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking as he's scrolling through the memes and laughing?
Well, I think he's pretty immature. I mean, that's just blunt. And, I mean, if this is how he handles if relationships don't work, then I'm wasting my time.
Yeah. He didn't tell us about the meme thing.
No, he didn't. And I would really like to ask him about that.
Well, he's got plenty of them to show you if you want to see them.
Well, maybe I'll just ask him about a few of them because I need to tell you, Melanie, Justin's been on the other line listening and he wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. Justin, you there?
Yeah. Hi, Melanie.
Huh.
Oh, Justin.
Oh, Justin, that sounds like we're an old married couple.
No, it doesn't. Justin. That is not what it sounded like. You're not very good at reading people, Justin.
Read the room, bro.
Why the hell are you making memes of your ex-girlfriend and then showing them to your dates?
Because they were hilarious.
Sure they were.
Dude, okay. I like Justin. Him and I would kick it.
Okay.
Meme game strong.
I think she laughed at a couple. I'm surprised she's selling me out like this and throwing me under the bus.
Oh.
It was one I have, right? This is like one of my headliner ones.
Justin.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm trying to tell the guys this. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so I have two pictures of her side by side, right?
Uh-huh.
And on the one. Good.
Oh, no.
On the one, it says. While we were together, best sex of her life, right? And then on the next one, it's like, after the breakup, faked every or. And she's got this, like, dumb look on her face.
Okay. Justin, I'm going to tell you,
speechless.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
Yeah. Explaining memes is really great radio.
Yeah. Yes. It's visual.
Yeah, you probably have to see it in order to get the humor.
And even then, you don't know anything about your ex's sex life at this point.
That's why it's funny.
Oh. Okay.
Because Melanie's laughing.
Do you guys hear Melanie laughing?
Yeah, she's laughing so hard she's out of breath.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
See?
Did you pass out, Melanie?
Yes, hours ago. Yeah.
Okay. She wishes she passed out.
Well, Melanie just heard everybody laughing, so she knows it's funny.
Yeah.
See? We weren't laughing while you think we were laughing.
Also, not a strong move to have a picture of your ex saying that she's telling everybody she's faked it with you.
Yeah, like, Justin, why are you not listening to Melanie?
Well, I know that she has her initial thoughts about certain things, but there's no denying that there was chemistry there.
Melanie, is that true? Did you feel any chemistry between you and Justin before he was showing you the memes?
No.
Oh, no.
No?
Not even while he was choking down that oyster?
I don't need to go on a date with a first-time oyster guy. I mean, just be honest with me, because oysters with cheese is my favorite. The cheese is what tops the oyster. It's the best part.
You weren't fooled, huh?
Oysters go through your system, and they abuse your organs. It's not right.
No, they don't. Okay.
Oysters are for the devil.
Abusive devil oysters are not a thing.
Just Google it.
Oh,
okay. I'm going to make a meme of an oyster and the devil.
Actually, that one might be kind of funny. Yeah. All right. And with that being said, I would like to offer a second date for you and Melanie. We'll pay for it. Melanie, what do you say?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Melanie, free dinner. What is going on?
Come on, Mel.
Cute in a dumb way, Melanie. Come on.
I'd say yes, or he might meme you. Come on.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Okay. Oh, that was right. Not very successful.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, Justin.
Guys, can I use that free dinner thing on another date, though, for another date?
No, man.
You have to find another girl and then come back to us, and then we'll offer again.
All right. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually have faith in you on that one.
Yeah.
Moving 92.5.